96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Do you have a will? Have you put your affairs and final wishes in order? You know, half of all Americans will die without a will, and 68% of African Americans do not have wills. We're talking about your money tonight, your assets, your estate, what will happen to your worldly possessions when you finally leave this world. My guests are experts on this. Attorney Karen Pope Onwukwe specializes in legal rights for the elderly and disabled, and Attorney Sean Barkley, his practice includes wills, estate planning, and business law. If you have a question about wills, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will try to answer as many questions as we can. Sean, Karen, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us here.
Let me start with you, Karen. If someone wants to draw up a will, what is the first thing that they should do before they take pen to paper or sit at their computer? What do they need to do?
First, they need to take stock of what assets they own and what they who they would want to be in their estate plan. I tell people that the most important thing you need to determine, in Maryland we call it a personal representative, in other jurisdictions they call it the executor, but that's the person who will be in charge when you die, because that can be a big problem if you pick the person with the wrong type of spirit, and they can cause more problems than they're worth. People don't realize it, but a personal representative is a fiduciary position, and you have to qualify to be the personal representative. I've had people die, and the people that they want to be the personal representative cannot qualify because you have to be bonded to be the personal representative. Even if the will excuses the bond, in jurisdictions such as Maryland, you have to have at least a nominal bond.
Sean, why bother having a will in the first place? If you don't have a will, if you have a little or a lot of stuff, what happens to your stuff?
Well, you want to have a will, first of all, to protect your legacy. All the hard work that you've endeavored over your lifetime or any personal property that you've accumulated, you want to have a will so that upon your death, you don't create a family controversy or fight. A will is a way to avoid your loved ones, friends, or family fighting over your property. Some who can allege that you promised to give them upon their death, and some who can falsely declare that it was theirs. And so once you have a will and you declare who's going to receive the property and who will be in control of the property, you preserve your legacy and you oftentimes prevent family fights.
Even without the family drama, and certainly I'm sure there can be a lot of it, if you die and say you own a house, and what if you only have one child or something like that, and no will is designated to bequeath your home to someone? What happens to that?
If you die and you have one child and you have a house and the house is in your sole name, your child would be the person to receive it. It would go intestate.
And what does that mean?
That means that you don't have a will. That's basically, and it goes by the statute. One of the things that I tell people is that you sometimes we think we can plan our lives, but life just comes at you. So you may have one child, but what if your child dies before you? Mm-hmm. You can't make a bargain with God and say, I'm going to die first. Whoever dies, dies. And if you don't have someone to succeed you in your bloodline, I've had estates where we had a gentleman, he died without a will, and we wound up, we had to hire a company, their air search companies, And we found heirs in Eastern Europe.
Wow.
They didn't know him, and he had quite a bit. He could have left a will and left his things to charity or to his church or whatever, but if you don't make a plan, you cannot predict your own future, mm-hmm. which is what your people are saying. If they're saying, I have one child and that child, that's the order of death. Mm-hmm. We don't know
what tomorrow holds, right?
Age is not a predictor of death.
Let me go to the phone lines. I've got a lot of phone calls, a lot of questions here. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cheryl calling from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind? Cheryl,
hi.
Are you there? Yeah, go right ahead, Cheryl.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, is it possible for someone to get called the Social Security Department and get an estate account set up while they're alive to have things like their 401k, et cetera, going into this account while they're still alive, so that if they pass unexpectedly, their will say everything in my estate account should go to this charity, this person, et cetera.
Sean.
Hi, Cheryl. This is Sean.
Hi.
Your question is an interesting one. Thanks for asking it. Essentially, what happens upon your death, your Social Security number of the decedent is inoperative. The only time the IRS or the Social Security Administration would come into play is when a new estate account is set up and you have to apply for a tax ID number for that estate. Prior to the person's death, you don't want to set up, you're not going to be allowed to set up any type of tax ID number or Social Security account for the living person. That occurs upon their death. But the more important issue is to have an estate planning device, a will or a trust set up so that you can direct a personal representative or a trustee or an executor to handle the property in a manner that that person would like their property distributed or handled or bequeathed to a trust or a charitable organization.
Okay. Cheryl, thank you so much for your question. What's the difference between a will and a trust?
Well, a will is, I'll say it. A will is a document that takes all of your assets and it disposes of them however you want them. A will can also have a trust in it because there are what we call testamentary trusts. If you have a testamentary trust, it is within your will. I do what I call legacy planning. Mm-hmm. Usually that's single people. And they'll have a simple will, but within their will, they may have a trust, and they may want to take care of their elderly parents if they die, or they may want to have nieces or nephews or minors.
So what's the difference, though? I mean, can a will just take care of those things, or does it have to be in a trust? And what does a trust do that a will doesn't?
If you die with a will, normally the will, you open the estate and you distribute everything.
Mm-hmm.
With a trust, sometimes there may be, for example, the example I use, let's say your mom is elderly and you help your mom out. So there may be a period of time that you'll need some money to stay set aside for your mom. Then upon your mom's death, that money could go be distributed out however you want it. You also have what we call inter vivos trust.
A what?
Inter vivos.
Inter
which
vivos.
Means that those are
okay.
Trusts that you create while you're alive.
Okay.
That's all the rage now. People want, they call me and they say, I want a revocable living trust. And my rule of thumb is if you own property in more than one state, you may want to consider an irrevocable living trust.
Mm-hmm.
But, there are special needs trusts.
Yeah.
If you have a child who is disabled, or sometimes you might have a child that's just trifling,
mm-hmm.
you may...
Which happens, yeah.
You may not want to give that child money.
So what you're suggesting is that a trust can be extremely complex with hyper-specific instructions to mm-hmm. take care of all kinds of things long-term, even after your passing.
Yes, and they will last for a longer period of time. But normally a will is the document that you use just to, once you die. In fact, under most jurisdictions, you trying to distribute it within 9 months of death, but a lot of times it takes a little longer than that.
A lot longer. Let me go back to the phone lines. Tony calling from Columbia, Maryland. Tony, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
Hi, my question is, if a person's been married for 15 years and one of them has a will before they got married and have not did a new will since they got married, and they have a kid before, and the only person on that will is the child, does the husband or the wife entitled to something, or does everything go to the child?
The husband or wife is entitled to something. In the state of Maryland, where you live, you can't eliminate your spouse from inheriting. And that will that was previously written will be taken into consideration, but the spouse has what's called an elective share. And there's a statutory schema or law set up allowing that spouse to have a certain percentage or dollar value of the property. Even if you're married and you write a will and you try to eliminate your spouse from the will, you can't even do that in the state of Maryland.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay, Tony, thank you so much. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about wills. We're talking about trusts. Quickly, before I go to a break, I've got about a minute left. Why do you think, Karen, that people are so adverse to getting this done? Because it is so important.
I think that people believe that they can have the power of God and say when they're going to die, mm-hmm. and that if they do these documents that they may hasten their death. I tell people, it used to be that black folks used to sing, sooner we'll be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God. People don't sing that kind of song anymore. Mm-hmm. They're afraid that, you know, heaven might not have a Starbucks like they like, or might not have a kitchen like they have. Mm-hmm. But they want to prolong their life, and they believe that doing those documents may shorten their life. But it doesn't.
Okay. Well, listen, I need to take a break. But if you're on the phone, stay with me. Beverly, Kay, Jennifer, Howard, I will take your calls. Please do not hang up. And we will take calls on SiriusXM. So please give it a try. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about wills. We're answering your questions tonight. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls and information about wills after the break.